You're listening to This Is Not a Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia. Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
In today's episode, we feature Dr. Jackson Katampi. He's the Senior Wildlife Veterinary Officer for the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, and we'll be discussing the connection between COVID-19 and illegal bushmeat. Dr. Katampi will be joining us right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Auntie. How are you?
I hope you enjoyed the matebeto yesterday.
It was great. Yeah, but all of us are down today. Upset stomachs, vomiting, and feeling weak.
Well, that's why I'm calling, Auntie. Even us, we are the same. I think it was that bushmeat stew that Wanapiri was boasting about.
Yes, even I thought so. This is not her best.
Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Welcome, Dr. Jackson Katampi.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm great. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
So, we're just going to dive right into the questions. And so, what would you say is the connection between COVID-19 and illegal bushmeat?
Thank you very much. Illegal bushmeat is harvesting of game from protected areas or from the private in an illegal manner.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we term as illegal bushmeat.
Okay.
Now, we must understand that whenever we are doing something illegal, it means that we are not following procedure.
Right.
One of the procedures that we as DNPW have put in place is that before bushmeat is put onto the public for people to consume, we test it for different pathogens,
mm-hmm.
or infections or diseases. Now, illegal bushmeat comes into the market without people or without the Department of National Parks or any other relevant authorities testing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that is a background that we need to understand. So when this meat goes onto the market, it has a risk of carrying different diseases.
Correct.
And one of the diseases that we are looking at now is COVID-19. You might be aware that the original source of COVID-19 is in Wuhan, China, in a wildlife market.
Okay.
Or in a wet market that had different wildlife species. And research has it that 98% of the COVID-19 that is currently affecting human beings is actually traced back to being originating from wildlife. And so therefore, every time we participate or harvest wildlife illegally, we are exposing the human population to pathogens such as these coronaviruses that we are having.
So what are some of the measures that we've put in place in Zambia to sensitize the public about this connection between illegal bushmeat and COVID-19?
So the Department of National Parks, together with our cooperating partners, such as Wildlife Crime Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing that we have done as a department in connection with our cooperating partners is that we have ensured that before any meat that is of game origin is put into the general public, is tested and certified for human consumption.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Secondly, is that we have ensured that we have identified qualified personnel and companies that can trade legally in bushmeat or in game meat.
Okay. Okay.
The other thing that we have done is to sensitize the public on the dangers of harvesting bushmeat or harvesting game illegally. And we have made sure that the legal way of harvesting game is known to the general public. This is in order for us to avoid people getting into protected areas or private wildlife estates in a manner that is not legally acceptable.
Mm. Wow, thank you so much for that. And so what should bushmeat lovers look out for when presented with illegal bushmeat, especially in the time of COVID-19?
With the knowledge that we all have that there's a linkage between coronavirus, in particular COVID-19, and illegal bushmeat, it should be our responsibility to ensure that whoever is selling bushmeat to you, or whoever is selling game to you, is legally authorized. And you need to look out for, one, the certificate, which is certified by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, which is a certificate to allow them to trade. Number two, whenever they are trading in game meat, they should be able to issue you with a license. And on that license, with a receipt. And on that receipt, it should indicate where they are found and what is their registration number or their certificate number, which you can link to the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, and they can verify that this trader is authorized. Also, ensure that this game is packaged in the right way. Okay, because if you go out there in community, you find that people that are trading in illegal bushmeat would present to you in a sack, in anything that can help them carry it. But I think it's high time you started looking out in the packaging. All the people that are licensed to sell or trade in game meat have a logo that they would put on their packaging, and this gate is packaged in the most hygienic manner. And remember that one of the measures for you to avoid contracting COVID-19 is to maintain hygiene, meaning that even the food that you have to eat must be hygienically packaged. So you have to ensure that this meat is packaged very well with a logo of National Park and the trader who is selling to you the game that they are selling. So look out for the packaging, look out for the certificate, and ensure that you get the receipt whenever you're buying game meat.
So just to emphasize, we're looking out for the packaging, the receipt, and their trading number.
And their trading certificate.
Trading certificate.
Yes.
All right. Well, Dr. Jackson Katampi, that is all we had for you today. Thank you so much for taking time out from your very busy schedule to give us this knowledge and awareness on the dangers of consuming illegal bushmeat in the time of coronavirus.
Thank you very much, and be safe. Make sure you buy legally traded game meat.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Did you know the Kafua lechwe is a small species of antelope endemic to the Kafua flats of Zambia? That means this species can only be found in Zambia and nowhere else in the world.
Know the facts. Be informed.
And now, some information on our local legal game meat suppliers. Mac Meats Meat Supplies. Contact 0977-349-817 or 0955-629-102. Professional Animal Harvesting and Management. Contact 0978-316-944 or email georgevw81@gmail.com. The Butcher Block. Contact is 0964-497-023. Kalimba Farms Limited. Contact 0211-847-190 or mobile 0967-474-849 or 0961-168-975 or email kalimbareptiles@gmail.com. LHAC General Dealers. Contact 0976-005-952. For more information on legal game meat suppliers, please visit our website www.thisisnotagame.info. We will be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention fact.
Did you know bushmeat traders are known to disguise illegal bushmeat in order to smuggle it into cities like Lusaka? They sometimes even urinate on this meat to disguise its smell.
Know the facts. Be informed.
Is it really bushmeat or is it actually just dog meat? The Department of National Parks and Wildlife officers have caught people trying to disguise and sell dog meat as bushmeat, and often zebra meat is sold as impala or duiker. Besides which, the illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. Be sure of the meat that you buy and eat only genuine game meat from legal sources and always ask to see a license. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and buy legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Here are some news headlines from around the world. China announced that it was removing the pangolin as an approved ingredient in traditional Chinese medicine. The move has delighted animal welfare and conservation groups, as the Chinese pangolin is considered a critically endangered species. The pangolin has been considered the most trafficked wild animal. Due to this, it's now getting the same protective status as the giant panda. Malawi government bans bushmeat in the wake of COVID-19. The Malawian government, through the Department of Parks and Wildlife, DNPW, has banned the selling and consumption of bushmeat as a precautionary measure against coronavirus. Malawi's Department of National Parks and Wildlife Director, Bright Kumchedwa, said the move follows the outbreak of coronavirus, which is believed to have originated from wild animals sold to eat in Wuhan, China. The World Health Organization advances in investigating the zoonotic source of coronavirus in China as of July 7, 2020. All preparations have been finalized and WHO experts will be traveling to China to prepare scientific plans with their Chinese counterparts for identifying the zoonotic source of the disease. The mission's objective is to advance the understanding of animal hosts for COVID-19 and ascertain how the disease jumped between animals and humans. A Kabwe resident has been stealing dogs in Kabwe, skinning, drying, and selling them as game meat to the residents of Kabwe. Kabwe residents have been eating dog meat disguised as game meat, and the seller is on the run. Speaking to the mayor of Kabwe, His Worship Chileshe confirmed having taken time to visit the victims' houses in Kawama Overspill, where the man on the run has been disposing of the remains such as skin, skull, and intestines in the septic tank. Those are the headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention fact.
Did you know the COVID-19 pandemic has been linked to the illegal trade of wildlife that started in a wildlife market in Wuhan, China? Scientists across the world have reported that we will increasingly face more human disasters such as the COVID-19 pandemic if we continue to illegally harvest wildlife.
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
That was it for today's episode. We hope you enjoyed the show and were thoroughly informed on the connection between COVID-19 and bushmeat. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram. Look out for This Is Not a Game. Next week, we'll be discussing what illegal bushmeat is and how animals are killed in the illegal trade. So be sure to tune in next time for yet another exciting topic on This Is Not a Game. I was your host, Seya Funda Funda. Goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.